of the conference, Mr. Mohamed Asif Rahimi, representatives of member states, ladies and gentlemen. Zimbabwe joins other member states in congratulating the chair of the 38th conference and his deputies on election to steer the work of this very important meeting. I would like to commend you for the sterling work you have done thus far. Allow me to express the Zimbabwe delegation's appreciation of the outstanding work done by the Director General since assuming office in January 2012. May I also take this opportunity to congratulate the Director General for his excellent report on the state of food and agriculture and Programme of Work and Budget, PWB. Turning to the theme of the general debate, the Zimbabwe delegation believes that much more can indeed be achieved by taking a food systems approach which goes beyond production to give deserved attention to post-harvest processing, distribution, and marketing. The approach takes into consideration changing production and consumption patterns to ensure food is available, accessible, safe, diverse, and nutritious. The challenge that many developing countries face, including Zimbabwe, is how to achieve sustainable food systems. Allow me, Chairperson, to share Zimbabwe's experience as it relates to sustainable food systems. Zimbabwe is committed to the Comprehensive African Agricultural Development Programme, CADAP, and the attainment of a continental free trade area and Millennium Development Goals within COMESA and SADC food security and natural resource frameworks. Informed by these frameworks, Zimbabwe has put in place the medium-term plan and draft Zimbabwe Comprehensive Agricultural Policy Framework. The latter is to be implemented through the Zimbabwe Agricultural Investment Plan, which government is finalizing. Realizing the multidisciplinary and multi-sectoral nature of food and agriculture systems, Zimbabwe is working on a myriad of policy initiatives in other food security-related ministries such as lands, forestry, water, environment, rural development to provide a comprehensive enabling environment for sustainable food systems. Some of these policies include the recently launched multi-sectoral and multi-stakeholder food and nutrition security policy aimed at increasing food production, productivity, diversity, food safety and standards. The comprehensive land policy and comprehensive gender sensitive agricultural policy framework are other policies, just to name a few. Support to production and promotion of market linkages is central to sustainable food systems. The government of Zimbabwe, in partnership with development partners, is supporting crop and livestock production through the electronic voucher system to enable vulnerable households to access breeding stock for livestock, particularly small stock. In Zimbabwe, the contract farming has emerged as an important agricultural value chain coordination mechanism that links farmers to input and output markets in order to extend contract farming to other crops, particularly grains and horticulture, to ensure food security and nutrition. The government of Zimbabwe has commissioned a study to develop an enabling contract farming regulatory framework that will promote fairness and eliminate side marketing. In the wake of the inevitable realities of regional and global integration, the government of Zimbabwe is aware of the need of well-functioning local agricultural commodity markets. In this regard, Zimbabwe is structuring an agricultural commodities exchange that will also provide local level competitive physical primary markets for an estimated 1.4 million smallholder farmers and improve their access to credit from the banking system. Investing in post-harvest storage, handling, and processing facilities is key to sustainable food security and nutrition. The government of Zimbabwe is working on developing a national capacity in crop and pest management to address problems that smallholder farmers are facing in handling and storing food grains. While at the household level, government is promoting the building of storage facilities. The government of Zimbabwe is also working on an agricultural sector coordinating mechanism that will coordinate stakeholders and interventions at the national, provincial and district levels to ensure sustainable food systems through smooth flows of inputs, finance and information on production and marketing conditions. Within the context of the environment, Zimbabwe is implementing a capacity building project in integrated pest management practices to protect forest resources and sustain rural livelihoods. This is in addition to the sustainable management of existing indigenous forests, where communities find refuge during droughts to find alternative nutritious foods. In the wake of climate change and recurring droughts, conservation farming has emerged as an important intervention to ensure sustainable food systems. Currently, there are 120,000 hectares that have been devoted to conservation farming. However, the constraint remains the low levels of mechanization. In order to reduce the vulnerability of food systems to emergencies, Zimbabwe has an emergency drought mitigation operation for livestock in the dry southern regions of the country. Other preventive emergency programs include provision of agricultural inputs and output market linkages and capacity building in research and extension. In conclusion, Mr. Chair, consistent with promoting sustainable food systems for food security and nutrition in developing nations, Zimbabwe would like to express its profound support for the program of work and budget presented by the Director General for the next biennium. Zimbabwe prioritizes support to technical cooperation programs, decentralization, as well as capacity building of technical staff. Zimbabwe also believes that the concept of an increased budget is one which works for sustainability. We believe that it's time that the FAO membership looked more strategically at how to better support sustainable solutions to food and nutrition security rather than short-term measures. And providing FAO with an adequate budget to meet its program of work is a step in the right direction. And we would want to call for more discussion on the issue of budget assumptions. I thank you.